There were 6 town gates along the walls of Elorio, one at each end of the 3 streets. The 2 parallel ones mentioned above, and which still preserve their names, Campo, which means field or countryside, and Rio, which means river, the 3rd street being the transverse street connecting these two. Of these 6 town gates, only 2 remain today, one of which we are looking at now, La Puerta de Campo, or Field Gate, the southwestern exit from the town. Through here passed peasants, travellers, traders, and invaders. Imagine the farmers coming to market with their produce. Conjure up the villanos, as the townspeople were then known, because they lived in a villa, or town, although today it has a negative connotation. Many people of Elorio left to go to the Americas. Others crossed the peninsula southwards and settled in Andalusia, where their surnames have survived to this day. Some returned, others did not, but you can be sure that these latter longed for the land where they were born. Also, through this gate entered the warlords and their bands of local Basques, the French invaders, and the Francoist military, the war cries of which you can still hear today. The stones bore witness to all these incursions and also saw them leave. Only the stones still stand. As with the river Zumalegui, fencing defended the town, although at the beginning this was made of timber. It could not have been very resistant, because a stone wall was subsequently built, rebuilt, and rebuilt again after each attack in times of war, until it was demolished in the 19th century to make way for new streets and spaces, for the Elorio which today offers us its shelter and its hospitality. But we cannot linger. Let's continue our tour. I'm now going to show you a beautiful building, the Arespacochaga Palace. In Basque and Spanish, we call these mansions palaces.